This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Islamic State West African province said in an audio recording heard by Reuters Sunday that Abubakar Shekau, a leader of a rival Nigerian militant Islamist group in Boko Haram, was dead. He died around May 18th after detonating an explosive device when he was pursued by ISWAP fighters following a battle. That's according to a person purporting to be an ISWAP leader. Two people familiar with the leader told Reuters that the voice on the recording was that, in fact, was him. Some analysts believe that Shekau's death could lead to the end of a violent rivalry between the two groups, enabling Islamic State West African province to absorb Boko Haram fighters and consolidate its hold on territories in northeastern Nigeria. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris departed Joint Base Andrews for the second time Sunday after a technical issue forced her first flight to return. Harris is now in Guatemala, the first part of a three-day trip which marks her first overseas trip since becoming the vice president. Harris left the airbase for the first time earlier in the day. An hour after departure, a spokesperson, Simone Sanders, said that the plane had to return due to a technical issue. The vice president then switched planes, and there is no major safety concern, according to Sanders. Harris is expected to focus on economic development, climate, and food insecurity, and women's issues. That's according to White House officials. She arrived in Guatemala Sunday and will fly to Mexico June 8th, where she will spend the day. This is VOA News.